بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب الذكر عند الصباح والمساء. The previous chapter we did, that was the importance of making dhikr in a gathering, that is collectively. Sometimes we should make dhikr on our own also individually, and sometimes collectively also. And the whole chapter we read of the importance and the great virtues of making dhikr collectively. There is the next chapter where it is stressed that we should make dhikr of Allah Ta'ala in the mornings and evenings. This either refers to literally in the mornings or evening, or it means all the time. The dhikr of Allah Ta'ala is such an ibadat that we should be occupied in it all the time. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. And we can see, yeah, how many ayats, and they are not even all the ayats with regard to the importance of zikr. But this, quite a few ayats have been mentioned here. Allah Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ. Remember Allah Ta'ala in your heart. تَضَرَّعًا وَخِيفًا. And with humility and with the fear of Allah Ta'ala. وَدُونَ الْجَهْرُ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. And without screaming and shouting in the zikr. That is, doing it in an audible way, but not shouting and screaming. That is one of the limits of zikr, that it should not be one in which a person shouts and screams. Bil khuduwi wal asal, in the mornings and in the evenings. Mornings, according to the dictionary of Arabic, is from 12 o'clock at night until the sun rise. And from there is Ishraq time, and after that is the time of Duha, then is Istiwa, that is midday, and then is Zawal, when the sun has declined, and then we go towards the night. And according to Shariat, morning is from Subah Sadiq, from the time when Fajr time starts, when Tahajjud, Seri time gets finished, and until sunrise. So particular at that time, wal asal, and the evenings, that is again mornings and evenings, or it refers to all the time being the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Wala takum minal ghafilin, and don't be among those people who are unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's favors upon billions of favors every moment, and for us to be unmindful of our such a great benefactor that we don't appreciate, we don't remember him, is the height of ingratitude. قال أهل اللغة. The ulama of language have written, al-asal jam'u asil, wa huwa ma bayna al-asr wal-maghrib. That the word in the Quran Sharif, asal, that has come, is the plural of asil, and it means the period between asr and maghrib. During that time particularly, a person should be engaged in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى. In a third ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا. And make tasbih, read subhanallah, make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, and with tahmeed, alhamdulillah, of Allah Ta'ala, before the sun rises and before the sun sets. That is after Fajr till sunrise, and after Asr until sunset, which are particular times when a person should be engaged in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِبْكَارِ. And make the tasbih and the tahmeed, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala in the evenings and in the mornings. In other words, all the time. وَقَالَ أَهْلُ اللُّغَةِ الْعَشِيِّ مَا بَيْنَ زَوَالِ الشَّمْسِ وَغُرُوبِهَا. The ulama of language have written that Ashi, evening, is between the decline of the sun. That is the time when Zuhr time starts until sunset. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ. In the houses referring here to the masajid. Or why Allah did not use the word masjid is all those places where Allah Ta'ala is remembered, which refers to the khanqah, especially where particular attention is given to the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So in those places, whether it be the masajid, whether it be our homes, or whether it be in the khanqahs, Allah Ta'ala has permitted, in other words commanded, that you raise your voices, وَيُذْكَرُ فِي هَسْمُهُ. And there you make the a zikr of Allah Ta'ala. This is what is called zikr jahri, loud zikr. But of course, as in the previous ayats, it was defined, not screaming and shouting, but raising your voices, making loud zikr, that is also has been commanded by Allah Ta'ala. Yusabbihu lahu fiha bil ghuduwi wal asal. And in these places, the masajid, our homes, the khanqas, make the tasbih of Allah Ta'ala mornings and evenings. And this will produce the zikr of Allah, rijalun, man, not man of steel or iron, but man of iman and man of taqwa. La tulhihim tijaratun, and they will have such qualities that business will not beguile them. That is, they will do business, but they will in that also be in the remembrance of Allah, observe the commandments of Allah. They won't rob anyone, they won't do any fraud, etc. They will do their business correctly. Wala bay'un, and neither will buying and selling make them unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. They won't rob Allah Ta'ala, they won't miss their namazes, etc. They won't do bad on their words. When they have promised, they will fulfill their promises. What pledges and agreements they make, when they will deliver, when they will make payment, they will keep to their word. And all this, an dhikrillah, they will not be unmindful of the remembrance of Allah. There's a beautiful saying in Urdu, dast bakar, their hands will be in their work, they will be engaged in their work. Dil bayar, but their hearts will be with Allah Ta'ala. All this glitter and glamour of the dunya and attraction of dunya won't make them unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. This will be the product of zikr when it is done correctly. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, Inna sakharna al-jibala ma'ahu yusabbihna bil-ashihi wal-ibkar. We had given control, and we had made the mountains also submit to Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam when he used to make dhikr. They also used to engage in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And in the mornings and evenings, he should make dhikr. The birds used to make zikr. The jinnat used to make zikr with him. All of them were engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So we can see how many ayats Allah has stressed the importance of zikr, and this should be part and parcel of our life. And the result of zikr will be that everything will come alive in our deen. Zikr is like water for the fields, for the garden. How it makes that garden and the field lush and green, and it gives such wonderful crops and produce. Like that will be the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in our deen. Our namazes will have life in them. Our tilawat, our dhikr, our every ibadat of ours will have life when we will be regular with our zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.